John chapter number 6, in the book of John chapter number 6. If you find a place you're able to stand, we'll be looking there, starting out John chapter number 6. And in that passage there, notice if you will, we're going to read one verse up there, verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." Verse 44. "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you now for the goodness of God that led and brought us to a place of repentance. We ask you now that you'd move in this our midst. Thank you, Lord, for saving Connor and these other young folks that we mentioned in days gone by. Lord, I pray you'd build a hedge about his heart and his mind, cause him to want to live and grow up in the love, nurture, and admonition of thee. Bless, I pray, now the remainder of this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight called By the Power of God. Did you notice this religious crowd? The Lord Jesus Christ told them, and here's what he said unto them. He said that when he said unto them, "This is the work of God, that you might believe on him whom he hath sent, namely his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ." And let me say to you that, if you will, that that's the gospel, that's in its totality, is that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the scripture to win victory over death, hell, and the grave. I want to say to you that I'm glad to be able to know something about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul the Apostle, chapter 1, book of Romans, verse 16 and 17, he said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek." I got to say to you, you don't have to believe it, but if you do believe it, then the work of God will. He will give you belief, God-given belief, that you might believe in his Son and that you might be born into the family of God. Did you notice that he talked about the drawing power of God? I want to say to you that when you begin to look there in that chapter there, in John chapter 6 and verse number 29, when he talked about, this is the work of God. This isn't nothing man could conjure up. This isn't anything that anybody could hurry up. This is the work of God. If you believe God and got saved by it, then God worked that in your heart, and that's the work of God we're looking at. In the lesson that we're talking about, the Bible said in verse number 44 that you'll find that no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. See, there's a drawing power of God. Some of you have know what it's like. Before you got saved, God troubled you about it. God pulled at you some and all of that business. And it's like you were shut up under the law. Galatians talked about it. And like you were shut up under the law. And you couldn't get in, couldn't get out, couldn't get up, couldn't get down. And let me tell you right now that one day that God came knocking on the heart's door, and when you opened up by faith and received him and let him in, then you got washed by the blood and born again into the family of God. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll find that it's the divine power of God. It's the divine power of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he said, "No man can come to me except the Spirit which sent me draw him," I got to tell you right now, if the Father doesn't draw you unto him, you're just going to buzz the lips, and that's all that's going to ever happen. I begin to look at over there in the book of John. Don't turn there. But in chapter number 12, the Bible says there in verse number 32, Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up, I shall draw all men unto me." And what he's talking about, the cross, is when he died on the cross of Calvary. He was lifted up from this earth, and he paid the sin debt, and he died for you and I might be born into the family of God. Now, that's just the Lord right there, friend. And I'm glad to know that it is the Lord. God does something that'll be real in your heart, real in your mind, real in your life. You know, I know what it was like to be able to walk down the aisle and be but a lad. I don't know if I was 9 or 10, 10 or 11. I don't know how old I was, but I was a young lad. I went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival time, whether I wanted to or not. I ain't went on business meeting night. Some of you have never, is anybody in this building here that's ever been at a business meeting and got slapped off the pew because you spoke out of turn? Besides me. See, I know what that's like. See, I know exactly what it's like. I'd been in one of them long, drawn out, good for nothing. Let's buy some toilet paper and vote on which way it's going to turn and all of that business there. And finally somebody said, well, has anybody else got a motion? And I'm laying on the pew there. And I said, I motion we adjourn. Buddy, whop, right in my... And I didn't care about adjourning whenever it was all over with, but I felt bad about it at the time. In the lesson you're looking at, let me say to you, the Bible said, he that hath heard, and look in verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Before a person gets saved, they're going to have to learn something about themselves. That number one, they're a sinner. I was dealing, somebody wanted me to deal with a kid one time years ago, and somebody, I don't care what, I don't care how old or how young or how old and all that been is there. These are things that are going to work in the life of a Christian, and even before you become a Christian. And let me say to you, anyhow, they wanted me to get down there and deal with them, and naturally I'd like to deal with anybody that needs a little help. And I said, well, yeah, what are you here for? Well, I want to be saved. I'd like to go to heaven. That was the answer. I said, okay, well, that's great. That's a wonderful thing, all that business there. I said, are you a sinner? Oh, no, no, sir, no. No, I'm not no sinner. Well, that's all right then. Let's you and I pray together, and whenever you become a sinner, you come back down here again. See? The first thing you have to learn is that I'm a sinner without hope and without God. And you can't learn that being taught by man. God is going to have to show you that real in your heart. See, I want to say to you that if you will, please, is that this lesson that we're looking at here is that salvation's free, friend, but it's not cheap. You can read over there, and we'll not turn there, but over there in the book of 1 Peter, that we were not redeemed with silver and gold, so forth and on, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you right now is that whenever God makes the gospel reach a sinner, you'll find out is that you'll think about it when you're in your house. You'll think about it when you're at school. You'll think about it when you're on the job. You'll think about it when you're in the boat. You'll think about it when you're on the deer stand. When God gets on your trail, what a good thing that is to be able to trouble you and open your eyes of understanding. I want to say to you that when you begin to look over there in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and about verse number 9, he said that God is faithful by whom that you were called into the fellowship of his Son. See, the way I got in, the way you got in, I was called in by the Spirit of the Lord. God would knock on my heart's door. And boy, I'm going to tell you, I remember old brother Jack Thrift one time was preaching along there. He said, did you ever notice how it is whenever God goes to getting on you about something? He said, the reason why you go walking in sin's a heavy thing, and the reason why you can't stand up, and the reason why you can't look people in the eye is because you feel like God has told everybody about you. Well, that's the way it is whenever you need Christ and come to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. God's dealing with the heart. I watched this young man a long time before that he finally made the move. I've watched some of you others that are going to be making the move. You know the reason why? I've seen God on your trail. And as a result of that, I'm in no hurry to try to take the place of God and get him off your trail. Man's not born again by bow your head and repeat this prayer. You're born again by God showing you that you're a sinner and that he's the only way that you can be saved is by the grace of God. Salvation, if you please, and believing in the Lord is the work of God. And I'll tell you something, it just makes you want to be able to know him and to be able to... When you get saved, it makes you wonder why you waited so long. And that's what you'll be thinking. Well, what I waited so long for? Well, I can tell you the reason why. Because the flesh and the blood can't enter in by itself. And we went through all the motions and the rigmarole and this and that. But I got to tell you right up front, you're going to find out, is that I watched this young man, I watched him repent, I've watched him receive Christ, I've watched him whenever he is on the run. And let me just tell you right now is that when a man's called by God and saved by the grace of God, washed by the blood, born into the family of God, according to 2 Timothy 1, verse 9, is that he's received that holy calling. And I'm glad to be able to have part of that and to witness that and to see that. You know, in the lesson there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and about verse number 12, he said, we're to walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. It's been the work of God. That's the reason why it's going to be lasting. It's an eternal calling according to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. He's not just calling for the moment, not just calling to make a quick escape. And by the way, is that when you get saved by the grace of God, and I don't care how old that you are or how young that you are, when you get saved by the grace of God, it doesn't fix you to where you can't ever sin again, but it'll make you where you can't sin and enjoy it again. See that? You may have to hide, do a little sinning, but then you'll be condemned in your heart because you can't hide from God. See? As a result of that, you're going to find that God called us into his eternal glory. I'm glad that when I got saved by the grace of God, I'm in. I don't deserve to be in, but I'm in. I'm a child of the King. I'm in. If you're a child of the King, so are you. I don't know about you, but it's good to be saved and to know him and the free pardon of sin. It's always good. Every time I see anybody or hear of anybody getting saved, it reminds me when God snatched me as a brand from the burning and saved my soul from a devil's hell. He changed my heart. He changed my life. Just like he did you whenever God saved you. And let me tell you right now, if there's been no change, there's been no conversion. You know, you hear me preach every now and again, the very first thing God does is make you guilty. It's hard. It's been hard to be able to become guilty. When you were as good a boy as I was, Mama always told me, you're a good boy, Dennis. And I just believed her. I didn't like it so much when she was whipping on me. But anyhow, I just learned that shorter sentences is what she needed. Because whatever she was doing as she whipped me around the mulberry bush, I told you not, you know. How about, don't do it again? That's three words. That's it. I said all that to be able to say this, is that it was good to be able to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin and to know by the grace of God that I am what I am and that I was lost and undone, but now I'm found. I was blind, but thank God now I can see. If that's your case tonight, what a wonderful thing that you've come to know Christ. Maybe you say, well, preacher, and I have met people, and I've had people walk forward. I've been saved a while, but I'm just scared to make a commitment and an open commitment and so forth and on, scared of the baptistry. Well, listen, friend, I'm not going to hold you under very long. I had a young man one time. He got in the back, and he said, now, wait a minute. I want to know exactly what you're going to say. I said, well, I'm going to say something like this. Upon profession of your faith in our Lord, wait a minute. And so he had me to hold, while he held his breath, he had me go through all of that. And his uncle, by all means, is one that's helped bring him to church and all of that business there. He told him, he said, now, sometimes a preacher gets excited and goes to stuttering, and but he's got you under that water. And he had that boy scared to death. And it's not that way at all. I got through going through all of that, and I said, he said, whew. I think I can hold my breath that long. I said, well, you're not going to have to hold your breath that long. Well, Uncle Jerry told me that I did. I said, well, Uncle Jerry's lying to you. He's just messing with your mind, boy. I got to say to you that if you will, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. And let me tell you, people will rejoice with you, be glad for you. Thank God for the goodness of God. And the grace. Getting saved with somebody and witnessing them being saved, boy, it feels so good. It's just like getting saved all over again. That's just how good it is. All right, let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we ask your blessings as we get ready for this baptismal service tonight. And Lord, we want to say thank you for saving Connor. We ask you, Lord, that you would help him to be able to look unto thee, the author and finisher of our faith. Bless these other young men and young ladies, boys and girls. There may be some of them that's been wrestling with surrendering unto thee. Help them to do so, we pray thee, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's have a little singing here.